Thanks so much, Greg. I'm backstage here with our maestro, Gianandrea Nozeda. Maestro, what a fabulous first half. It was really terrific.
I enjoyed personally, and I think to present a new piece, Petrassi, which I consider a very good piece of music, and to perform Ravel with the artist of the Philadelphia Orchestra and with a great soloist and friend, Alex Otoradze, I think has been a treat for myself, at least, but also, I hope, for the audience.
Let's talk about the Petrassi Partita. It must have made such a sensation at its premiere in 1932.
It was, actually. Even if Petrassi wanted to present himself as an orchestral composer, because it's the first big piece he composed for orchestra, not looking or presenting himself as a revolutionary. So that's why he composed a called Partita. Partita is a suite of dances, Baroque dances. That's why the three movements are called Gagliarda, which is a dance, Ciaccona, which is a dance, and Jig, which is a dance. So try to be connected with the past, ideal connecting bridge to the past, to move forward and to present a new language, which is not extreme, is not incredibly dissonant, but is always referring to the school of Carissimi, the old Italian school of the 18th century. So I think it's very well written. The craftsmanship is very solid. And also there are some very poetic moments, like in the Ciaccona, and there are many virtuoso elements, like winds, this kind of scales, and fast notes, as you heard in the third movement. I think altogether in 16, 17 minutes, he could really present himself in the best possible way at the beginning of the 30s. So we don't have to forget in Italy at that time were the time where Mussolini was in the power, so the fascism was there. So for a young composer trying to be accepted and not to be banned was a difficult task. And apparently he was very anti-fascist, but he didn't want to leave his country, which is also my country, so he tried to survive in a way. But this piece I consider it as a masterpiece.
Yes, you trained as a composer early on. From a composer's standpoint, what in particular makes this piece so special?
The way he combines the old style with the new style. Orchestrally, the orchestral writing is so... The variety is so big. Variety, how he put, for instance, in Gagliarda, there are elements of verticality, so strong chords played for all the orchestra, jam, pam, 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 like columns, like old Greek columns. And after that, he just connect with the solo of the trumpet, pa, 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 like an arch connecting the columns. So there is also architectural part in this piece. In the way he writes the variations in the Ciaccona in the second movement is absolutely brilliant. The way he just make also the four cellos solos, just to repeat the Ciaccona theme. And when the use he makes for the saxophone, the soprano saxophone, contralt saxophone, the way he used the piano, almost concertante.
Especially in the last movement, it feels like it was almost very tied into the Ravel piano concerto, in a way.
In a way, is a concertante part. Of course, it's not a concerto for piano and orchestra, but the piano part is so challenging. And I'm so pleased because here the artist of the Philadelphia Orchestra did it fantastically well. So it's difficult to plan this piece if you don't have all the sections at the top possible level, because in a way is written on the style of concerto for orchestra, where every section is really pushed to the limit.
And it was also so nice to hear your performance of the Ravel concerto with Alexander Taratze. He gave a very unusual interpretation. It seemed like he brought out a lot of inner lines and inner rhythmic lines that you don't normally hear. I felt like the orchestra really had to be on its toes.
I think the way Lexo approaches every type of music is a very deep. He likes to dig inside the music and not just to take everything for granted. And the way he just explores music and presents music and play it, it's so refreshing, because you know everybody knows, or a lot of people knows the concerto in G, Ravel. But the way he just took out the jazzy elements, the French-like music, like a second movement, almost like a couperin, but just not changing the right pedal, just to mix the chords. So it's couperin, but he likes if couperin looks himself through a mirror, but the mirror is not completely clean. So you can recognize yourself, but it's not a very focused image. And also some elements of oriental elements present in Ravel. And of course, from the point of view of a Georgian pianist with the Italian conductor, and of course American orchestra, to put all together these elements instead of making a chaotic ensemble makes the concerto to sound new and fresh without being, from my point of view, eccentric. It's just presented in a very honest way, his honest way, with integrity, but try to find and to emphasize all the elements he could read in the score.
Lyrical and yet unusual.
Lyrical, unusual, surprisingly fresh.
You're about to step on stage and conduct Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral Symphony. Is it almost startling that Beethoven wrote this symphony simultaneously, almost, with the Fifth, which is about fate, knocking at the door and struggle, and this is so lush and lyrical?
They are absolutely the opposite of a, let's say, hypothetical arch. The Fifth pushes the music at the level of unbearable drama, anxiety, violence. At the contrary, at the opposite, the Sixth is just beauty, is just imaging what nature and the positive infecting power of the nature of the human beings. I think it's so important. I didn't decide to do this pastorale because of the big tensions we have in the world today. But I think just to go back to Beethoven, which was a very revolutionary composer, but to explore the side of Beethoven more lyrical, more gentle, more generous, more welcoming, more available to have a conversation with the audience, with the artist on stage, with myself, I think is very important. It's very important today to try to find a peaceful element in the society.
Thank you so much, Gian Andrea Nozeda.
You're welcome. It's been lovely to talk to you.